Welcome to another episode of People's Mic. I am Jimmy Peoples. Introduce yourself. Just me and you.
Just me and you.
Hanging Graham the Cooper. Fuck out, Graham Cooper.
Yeah, man.
What were we talking? Do you remember anything we just talked about?
Not much. You said you tried to watch Bandersnatch, the new Black Mirror.
Yeah, movie. I tried to watch that, and I took an edible, and it was a terrible decision. Because
you couldn't make the decisions.
I couldn't make the decisions. It's like simple shit, but it was like somebody's controlling me, and it got weird. And it's like I like the choose your own adventure movie thing.
Was it just a little too meta for you?
It was. I wasn't focused. Mm-hmm. I wasn't focused, and then it gives you a certain amount of time to choose.
Oh, for
and
real?
Then it like restarts. Like,
oh, that's
and then like it fucks that. Up, and then he's like yelling at you. I'm like, oh fuck, I'm
not that's too much pressure.
Focused for this. I got to do this when I can pay attention. And then
doing edibles on a Wednesday. I thought that was a Friday thing.
No, it was usually a Friday thing, but my back hurt. So whatever. Eat a dick. Eat a dick. I'm trying to up these focus. Here's what I don't like. I don't like when gay guys try to slip in shit where you have a conversation. And this a dude. I don't think I'll say where we had a conversation, but he was like, yeah, fuck you. We're like play. Fighting,
yeah,
and he was like, "Yeah, I'll put this nice round bottle deep down your throat and make you gaggle." I was like, "Too much,
that went
too much,
little...
too flag."
I don't
flag.
I don't even think that's a gay thing. That's just like a psychopath.
Yeah,
that's really fucked up.
I was like, "Too much."
That's weird.
Too much.
That's not even funny.
Don't slide your little gay innuendos in. We're just having a friendly conversation.
It's more intimidating in like a Silence of the Lambs type way. That's not a
It was
that's not a bar fight. That's a horror film. That's
yeah. No. Yeah. I don't know.
That's
I didn't
bad.
Like it.
That's
I don't
weird.
Like it. I don't like it.
It's really
I don't like it. Oh, I was like, take that back.
And I'm sorry I said it. You know.
See now you feel bad.
Yeah. No, I meant it endearing. You know.
What did you do today? What is your life like?
I woke up like an hour ago and came here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unemployment is great.
That's the dream.
It's the dream, man.
Fucking...
Bowl of Cheerios, out the door, coming to Otto Shrunken Head.
You live by yourself?
You
have a roommate?
Like, well, he's out of town, so right
okay.
now, by myself. For a while.
I guess when you have a room, that's the best part, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, he's out. You just fucking.
Yeah.
Shit.
It's fantastic.
Just, fuck. Man. It's the only. I don't want to move to the city.
You live on your own?
I don't. Yeah, but I don't want roommates. Like, in your space. Like,
no.
Separate
yeah.
space is fine.
Well, that's why I was looking at those two bedroom apartments next door yesterday. That's.
Were they big?
They were nice, yeah. You
really?
That's real
you
separation.
You stretch out?
Two bathrooms.
Shit.
Two bathrooms.
Even splitting that's $4,000
a piece. $4,000 a month. That shit is crazy.
Yeah. Even a half of that apartment is still, you got to be doing well
I don't,
in the
I don't,
city.
I don't know anyone who has who just has
$4,000
a month.
No.
Not for rent. That'd be
just rent.
Just rent. That's not including...
In New York.
Your electric
New York,
bill.
That's
your internet. You know.
That's wrong. They should. That's
fucked up.
That's fucked up.
It is.
That's fucked up.
You should write a letter.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I'm not letter. I'm not letter writing age yet. I don't know what year that is. Maybe 60.
Mm.
Do you write letters? Do you get mad and write letters? So I'm gonna write a. My grandmother was like that. Like.
No, I never. I don't think I've ever written an angry letter.
It's
a very British thing to do.
Give you a piece of my mind, or send an email. I never send it. I send. I like giving bad reviews. So, like, if I go to a restaurant, so I do like that. I do.
That's just kind of cruel.
Yeah. Like, if it's a bad manager or just a shitty. I've done it.
I don't think I've done that. I don't know. It's like a. in the UK, it's a very common thing when people write in to like the BBC or like Ofcom or the TV regulators
mm-hmm.
and complain about
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, Doug. Come on, Doug.
Jump on, Doug.
Yeah.
People will like write in and complain about shit that's been broadcasted,
mm-hmm.
and just like it's like, do you have nothing better to be doing? People will write in like, "Oh, my kid shouldn't be watching this." It's like that's your fault.
Dude, don't let your kid watch.
Yeah, that's not. That's not.
Is there somebody to respond to the letters? Do they respond?
I don't know.
I would watch a show about that. Just
people just someone who sent letters there, and just like, oh,
and one
damn.
Guy, Bob. What Doug. Bob says. Yeah, Doug.
Hello.
Introduce yourself again.
How's it going? I'm Doug.
Doug.
Brady.
Brady. Do you have a website yet?
No.
You're just gonna let the if you have two first names, you should have a website.
First of all,
is that your real name?
Whoever names their kid Brady as a first name should be shot along with their child.
That's an upper white guy name.
Yeah,
right? Brady?
Terrible. Yeah, awesome. You do not want to be named Brady.
Have you met a Brady?
I grew up with a couple Bradys.
Brady said, "Yeah, I met a Brady." Yeah.
Oh boy, you're
Brady.
You should. I mean, I guess if you got out less, you would meet more Bradys. You've been out too.
There's
much.
There's no way Brady doesn't come a bully. Like, he's an asshole. There's no like, hey, you know, Brady's such a nice guy, but. Oranges to the church. No, Brady's a piece of shit.
He's not like Brady a cool like piece of shit. Though. He's not like guy that like smokes cigarettes and punches you and calls you a fag.
No.
He like holds you down in the locker room and puts duct
Brady's
tape on your
fucking,
asshole and then rips it off.
Yeah, Brady's a dick. He's a monster.
He's a piece of shit. He's a frat brother. Yeah. He's a real.
He's the head. He's the head. He's the sidekick frat guy.
He wears salmon colored shorts with polo shirts. You know what I mean?
Fuck.
Hangs out at the parents' yacht club.
Get in there.
I've known people like that, not named Brady, but people who look like they hang outside a heliport and like pretend that they own a helicopter. You know, like that kind of guy.
What? I know guys that hang outside heliports and do own helicopters.
It's like it's that vibe, but it's like he just wants to.
I don't know anybody who can find their way to a helicopter. I'm like, hey, go to Harlem. Be like, hey, where's the helipad at? I'm like, what? The fuck are you talking?
It's on top of the hospital.
It's on top of the hospital.
Yeah, I mean,
that's how they know. It's like it's on top of the hospital.
Yeah.
It's right there. what the fuck was I just gonna say? I forgot. God damn it!
What were you guys?
Oh, your website. Oh, we were talking.
I'm never gonna get a website.
Get a website. Get a domain.
I don't need social media.
DougBrady.com.
No. Maybe if I ever am getting work and getting paid to be an entertainer,
this is the part of the movie where you go back and you'll say, "Damn, I should have listened to Jimmy and got that website, that billion-dollar website."
I don't think so. Just as an outside perspective on this conversation, I don't think it's going to be a billion-dollar website.
DougBrady.com?
I mean,
when he's selling all his tickets and he's traveling the world,
no one has a billion. No individual has a billion-dollar website.
Mr.
Google? No.
I'll have to find it. Is there a billion-dollar website? That's a question.
I know what you're saying.
Not a person?
Absolutely believe it. I believe there is. There has to be.
No.
There's too much money. Whoever owns like one of the Bitcoins or all that bullshit. No.
I think it'd be more beneficial financially to both him and myself to not have any social media or websites at this point.
Why?
Because anything that the shit that I've just said on this show alone could prevent me from getting jobs forever.
Hi.
You know what I mean?
Who's that?
You guys need the air on?
You're just lurking.
No, I'm fine.
Oh, no, you're fine. Oh, you want the air?
Sure.
Yeah. Why not? Thank you.
She was lurking.
I'm okay with it. I like lurkers.
I like lurkers.
It's like when you'd be in high school, you'd be in class, and then someone would be like knocking on the door, but the teacher doesn't see, and the teacher's still talking.
Uh-huh.
You're like, hey, but there's someone here. I felt like that.
Yeah.
Did you guys go to school with anybody in wheelchairs?
Yes.
I went.
Yeah. We had to do it. Good. I'll let you go first.
It just reminded me of this story. I went to school with this midget girl who was in a wheelchair. I don't know what was wrong with her. She was something wrong. And every day during English, she would get out for lunch before everybody else. Mm-hmm. And she would go by my classroom to go to lunch.
Yeah.
But you'd think like she'd be going slow,
uh-huh.
but she'd like fly by at like 100
miles
an hour.
There's nothing wrong with her arms.
And every day she'd go by the exact same time, and me and my friends would all like wait, look at the clock, and look at her, and then go,
and across the line.
There was a guy that he had like one of those bone degenerative diseases.
Yeah.
So he had to be in a wheelchair, but nobody really talked to him. But until we had to do like a trade your life kind of thing, It was like I had to get in a wheelchair and go around the school with him and live life through him.
Foreshadowing.
It was. It was.
Wait, a wheelchair
was,
or his wheelchair? Like they kicked him out of his own wheelchair.
A wheelchair, and then it was foreshadowing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because my biggest fear, because I was a track star, was to lose my legs.
And then
that was your biggest ailment. Like that was the thing you had to do. It's like some people had to go blind because they were scared of going blind.
See, man, that's the universe speaking, and that I don't.
As soon as I sat in the chair, I knew it though. I knew when I was like six, first grade. Was it first, second grade? I knew something bad was going to happen. But I knew as soon as I sat that it was closer.
How did it happen?
I was taking my sister to college and then got cut off by a truck and went off a cliff.
Shit.
And
Everyone died.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah,
Jimmy's a ghost.
Yeah, I'm waiting to wake up in a hospital room.
Look how pale he is. Look
at me. See, like this is the timeline where you get really successful, and then it goes back, and then I'm in the hospital. And it's like,
that would be awful for me because it was so
like
sad.
None of this is happening.
That would just mean that Graham and I were just guys in your fantasy.
Yeah.
That's it.
You're not real. He's gonna vanish in this.
I'm like, doing all this shit for nothing.
None of this is real.
He's gonna fade out. Back to the Future style.
It's fucked up. Fuck. What were we talking about before you came? Can you remember?
Your edibles and.
I watched Bandersnatch and I had an edible.
What the hell is Bandersnatch?
It's the new Black Mirror movie. Where you make
it's like
decisions.
Choose your own adventure.
Was it bad?
It was actually really, it's pretty good if you can get through it.
Yeah.
I think the trick is to get through the end.
I haven't watched it
yet. If you're completely sober and focused, I think you can do it. But
seems bad to me. I mean, I love the show, but
I like the idea of doing the show. It's simple, choose your own adventure. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if you make the wrong choice, they send you back. So it's like, they already filmed it.
Anytime they try and do shit that they were doing in 30s magazines, to me, is like just a waste.
It's not
30s
magazines.
It was 30s magazines.
It was in the 80s. There were a whole book collection.
Yeah, the books.
Yes. But those existed long before the 80s, I'm telling you. It's like anytime.
The books made it famous, though. You sneak into the library just to read the newest Choose Your Own Adventure fucking book.
But now,
it was dope.
You want to relive shit from your childhood?
No, but now. I mean, I feel like
that's
how movies.
That's why he plays Red Dead Redemption too.
Man, shut the fuck up! I feel like that's how
he's from the 1800s.
They've been trying to do it for years. Fuck both of you guys in the face.
You're a ghost.
I am a ghost. I thought Red Dead Redemption was about zombies.
Really?
Was it a zombies in
they had a in the first game they had like a zombie
mode
like expansion thing.
Really?
But it was never
just
like
zombies.
I
thought it was zombies in the country. That was some bullshit.
That's just Kentucky. That's
just what's up, Joe?
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Ain't nothing. What else is going on in the world? What's pissing you off right now?
Pissing
I feel like you're
me
always
off.
Angry.
I'm really upset about money. I don't
really.
Yeah, I'm really struggling to find a way to be able to live comfortably and not feel like I am going to hang myself at any moment. You know
what?
Because when you don't have money, it's like the pressure of, you know, you need a certain amount of money every month, right? And then you look at your income and you're like, what I'm making does not equal what I'm going to need by the end of this month. And what do you do about that?
You build your website and you start selling things on your website.
How much merch have you sold?
A couple T-shirts, nothing crazy. It's not. It's about having it when it's all ready. It's like having the warehouse.
Do you have stock ready, or do you make it by order?
By order.
Okay.
By order.
I'd be really sad if you were just like
sitting
500
shit.
Caps.
No.
Like...
Right. This is the pre one, so I can just make them online and sell them, and I get a percentage until they really start coming in. Then I'll transfer it over to where I'm doing it myself.
There's got to be ways, though, that to make some kind of a mass fortune. You know what I mean? Who? All these guys, the Bush family, the Clinton family, all these guys started out at some point with no money at all. And now they have tons of money.
Yeah, with time.
But where does the money...
Start giving speeches at Goldman Sachs.
But you have to get there. Like, that's generations down the line.
I feel like if you pitched yourself to Goldman Sachs, you'd be like, hey, you could pay $300,000 for Hillary to speak. or you could pay me $25, and I'll do an hour. You know,
you can find the marketing.
They want to save money.
You find wherever the marketing manager is, and then say, "Hey, are you looking for a funny speaker?" And then
you blackmail.
Put yourself out there. So, I mean, you don't start with Goldman Sachs. You start with an opening, a startup. Somebody else told me this. You start if you're trying to do speaking.
Gabe Pachenko?
No.
You start at Chick-fil-A at the downtown branch at Fulton Street.
Yeah.
Now this is what Andrew Dice Clay used to do. Okay, before Dice Clay went on Dangerfields. Before Dice Clay,
absolutely true.
It's
like
nice.
You could put
it's
on
a nice,
dope show
a nice
there.
Chick-fil-A.
That is a nice Chick-fil-A.
Dice Clay used to go into movie theaters during the matinee shows, like 10 minutes before the show, and he'd have a guy play a boombox and like bring him up to the front of the theater, and he would go and do 10 minutes in front of this random movie theater and get a standing ovation, and then go right into the next place. He would do like Chinese buffets and shit before he was famous.
But was he putting out a bucket?
I don't think so. I don't think anyone would pay him. I think he was just doing it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Fuck!
What happened? Oh. Well, I guess we're only going to have the audio. There's going to be a gap. Did you win the lottery the other day, John? I mean, someone from New York, I think, the winning ticket.
Twice. They won it, like, twice in the last 3 weeks, and I almost never buy a ticket here because I'm like, it's fucking impossible to win. No one wins in New York City, right?
In 10 years.
Same chances, right? I bought tickets.
Yeah, I bought them when it gets really high.
Yeah, when it gets
it's
high,
it's 252 part two. Oh, shit. We don't have that much time. Remember, this is part two, Matt. All right.
Part two.
Volume two.
It's gonna get even bigger and better. Did you like the Chris Rock special Bigger and Blacker? I thought Bring the Pain was better.
I liked all of his specials.
Really?
I like Tambourine. I liked the second half of Tambourine.
I saw Tambourine live, and that was really cool.
Really?
And then because it was one of those shows where
what's up? Good.
You know, he wasn't recording.
Was it good?
It was great because he wasn't recording.
So he's comfortable.
And it was one of those shows where you can't bring a phone.
Yeah.
Where they put it in the little pouch.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he was just so much more relaxed. And, like, they weren't filming it for Netflix or nothing. So he was just.
He just did the show.
He did the show and then was talking shit and then was just making
That's
new
the
stuff,
show they should
you know,
have taken.
Like,
I thought it was better than his last, the special before that one. But I didn't think, I thought it was garbage still. I feel like every, do you guys think, what's the last special that you saw that was like, oh, wow, this is really good? I feel like all stand-up comedy.
Joe Rogan was
really
the last one. I was crying on the train.
You liked Kid Gorgeous?
I loved Kid Gorgeous.
I thought Kid Gorgeous, he's just.
Who the fuck is that?
John Mulaney.
Oh, okay.
I thought he became like.
I was like, who's this? Fucking,
It's that classic thing of like
child.
He turned into a caricature of himself. He did that John Mulaney voice the entire time.
Yeah. That's his voice.
That's his voice now.
I know, but it didn't used to be like that.
Really?
Used to be like a punchline kind of thing. Where like you know how
that's
Aziz
him.
Used
yeah,
to
like,
do like the Aziz thing as the punchline, and now he just
Crystal
does it
Lee is
all
doing
the
same
time.
Thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, kid voice has become a part of his.
I fucking hate it. I think we're in the wrong game. I really do. You think stand-up comedy is going to be around in 20 years?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
They just opened it up to the world. Like
and it's going
to
be shut again.
Have you started watching
the
comedians around the world?
No.
Like I couldn't really watch it because I don't
it's bad.
It's
Yeah, some of it's good.
Because we have so much comedy here.
Yeah.
It's like you can tell that they don't have that much exposure. So like you try to give them the benefit of the doubt being where they are, but if they were here, they wouldn't be at that level. So it's like, I feel like
that's, you know, this is why yesterday, you were on the show yesterday, right? You had that lady on from South Africa, and everyone was treating her like she was the fucking
person,
the comedy person of the, like she knew everything about, but you're acting like she knew everything about international comedy, but it's like, we know more than she does, because this is the place.
This is where you
they
want to
be. Culturally appropriated comedy from us.
Yeah. And when you see comedy, like, especially when I see like black comedians doing, like, I don't know how to explain. They're comedy talking about like you know black comedians talk about like oh white people they talk about their struggle there.
Yeah.
But it's like an older version of it.
It's almost
know?
Like a an 80s
yeah.
style.
Yeah, it's like black people baked in white people. I was like, oh, and you don't want to talk about them.
But there are some people that have, well, but what's the, my thing is like, what is the next thing? Because some, you're talking about black comedians doing that thing, but some people, some black comedians have really taken that and evolved it to the next level. Like, I look at it like jazz almost, where jazz used to be this very structured thing, and then Miles Davis came along, and it turned into this modal thing where it was very free form and not really. I feel like stand-up comedy is going the same way, where it's like we have these very structured bits, but now it's going more toward this nuanced, like, just riffy kind of free form modal thing.
I mean, that's what I do.
That's what, exactly. Yeah. That's
I'm about playing the audience, you know. And then if you got something funny, hey, say it. But then play them like an instrument. It's
way more in the moment. But that's not going to be interesting. That's not going to translate on film. That's a very live kind of.
I realize that.
Yeah.
And my position will probably be just the presenter of. I don't mind being, hey, Jim Peoples presents these funny fucking people. I've accepted that. And I can make a movie of that.
But I mean, you're a great host.
I can open it up and play my audience at the beginning and let you guys have fun. And pump those out on my website and then make $1 billion.
You really, and this is something that I always say when I come on here, is that I love
it's my goal now. I'm going to make $1 billion with JimmyPeoples.com.
So you think that it's just going to be you and Jerry Seinfeld that have made $1 billion from comedy?
No. I'm going to make billionaires.
Larry David also
Larry David. They're all billionaires. They're all hundreds.
Dude, you know,
right?
Funkhauser died.
Who?
The guy who played Funkhauser on Curb.
Bob Einstein. No. Super Dave. Died?
Yeah,
I saw that today. Super Dave.
No.
Terrible. I was wondering who was going to be that crush. I was reading it and I forgot all about it. I was like, I wonder who's going to be super crushed that Super Dave died.
I love Super Dave. God damn it.
Super Dave was the knockoff Evel Knievel, right?
Well, I mean, he was like,
he's
a, like parody.
He's a parody. Evel Knievel.
Yeah.
That's fucking stupid. He said, no!
that right there, that just, I think that's the climax of the death of comedy right there. It was like, it started off with the Bill Cosby thing, and after the Bill Cosby thing, comedy started the decline, I feel like. And then the apex was the Louis C.K. scandal, where it was like, it really kind of came crashing down. And now Bob Einstein's dead. We might as well just hang it up and
really, he's
shoot
the end?
Ourselves.
He's
yeah.
the end?
That's it. I don't think he's the end.
I was like, he's one of those, he died?
You didn't care.
I think Jay-Z will be one of the last, man, he died. You know, I don't think that we have a lot of people like,
if like 21 Savage died, you'd be like, that kind of makes sense.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got like somebody who's affected everybody across the board. I don't know. There's few.
Yeah. Anyways, I want to get your guys.
I think Bob Einstein was that guy.
Good. No, he's not that guy.
I want to know.
Incredible comedian.
I want to know your opinion, Graham. Where do you think comedy is going?
South.
How are you going to keep it interesting?
I think there's room for it to grow, especially in New York.
Yes.
Because it's...
we're so over...
There's still mold to get off of it. There's no monsters that are just on the level. Like, there's guys that are up there, but there's no... Like, just... I'm watching Baki right now, and it's fucking me up, because it's just about these guys who just want to be defeated, and they're street fighters, and it was like, that doesn't exist. There's a bunch of guys who are funny, but there's no, like, he's destroys everywhere. People stand up, they scream.
It's like, almost like Subway sandwiches at a certain point. Comedians are like, you know how every Subway sandwich you get, it tastes the exact same, no matter what you get on it. If it's a ham and cheese sandwich or if it's a turkey club, it's going to taste the exact fucking same. Yeah. It's like comedians. You watch a comedian and he's doing the same thing that everybody else is doing. So it's like, who's going to be the guy that's doing the thing that nobody's thinking of doing, and what is that thing? That's my question.
Mm. It's Doug Brady.
It is me. I'm the best.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have a website, so nobody's ever going to find you.
I'm serious, though. That's a real question. What is the thing, and who is it going to be?
There are, I think, one of the, I don't know, people are like, Netflix has been such a benefit because they've given so many people, like, people who wouldn't normally be exposed to comedy, this kind of outlet to it. Yeah. But at the same time, they've just flooded it. with specials.
Which is because you got to be better now. You don't have to, but on Netflix, exactly. But people see it. Like I go through specials and I try to watch the first laughs. I'm not watching everybody's special.
Have you watched Mo Ammer's Vagabond special?
That was one of the
I think the rarest specials of last year. It got so much press and still continues to get so much press because it was such a good special that like even like random news outlets in like the Midwest are like having him on to talk about it. You know, that's not a thing that you know any other special really happened to, and we just got so many.
Nanette,
I haven't watched it, but
what was that?
Get Nanette Hannah Gadsby's special.
It's a big like. It's not comedy. It is comedy. It's not comedy.
That was like the biggest special of the year last year.
No, it wasn't.
Pay attention.
I really do.
What was?
Yeah, really.
Other than Kid Gorgeous.
Of last year?
Yeah. Like Nanette made world news headlines.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle was the biggest last year.
Yeah, but he didn't make as much controversy as...
He did two back-to-back. What do you mean?
I understand that, but Nanette, everybody talked to... You haven't even seen Nanette, and you know exactly what I'm talking about.
She's on Netflix?
You're telling me you don't know what Nanette is, honestly?
No. I feel bad.
She's a fucking liar. I haven't watched it, but I know it, and, like, people... It's gotten so much press, like... Because... Michael Che.
You know what they're talking about?
It's always said, like...
I'm an idiot. Everybody knows, except for me?
Nanette.
Okay.
Huge Nanette thing. Big Nanette.
What?
Okay, so this is how it breaks down, okay? Uh-huh. She started this whole post-comedy movement. Have you heard of post-comedy?
No.
Okay. Well, she said that if you're
a Jewish chick that performed in the
She's Australian.
Okay.
She's a lesbian. She was, like, raped a whole bunch of times.
Fuck!
So, okay.
A whole bunch.
Now, my question is, if you get seven times or something, it's like if you get raped twice.
How many after two is your fault?
Exactly. It's like, you've got to be thinking.
There are no women in this room. I'm sorry. This is the one that's going to shut it down. But
this is why I don't have a website, Jimmy.
A whole bunch?
Okay, but
I don't
want to
be on this podcast.
So she
my mom was raped twice. And I was like,
she does this special about how she was raped a whole bunch of times and how men are awful. And there's not really a bunch of laughs. It's more of a one-woman special kind of thing. But Netflix marketed it as a stand-up special. And so every comedian goes insane about it. They're like, this is not
a
comedy special. Right. She's
a
comedian.
And then she's like, oh, I'm quitting comedy. This is how I'm quitting comedy in this alleged special.
Did she quit?
This is my goodbye. She didn't quit, though.
She went on. She Jay-Z'd it?
This is what she said. After the special came out, this was her statement.
Three albums left.
If you're on television and your only goal is to make people laugh, then you should go away and you should stop doing comedy. That's what she said. She said the goal of comedy is to make points and to tell the truth and not to be trying to get laughs.
Not always, no.
But she's saying that's, you know how we're talking about this evolved new type of comedy? She's saying that this is it. And is that it? Because I don't believe it. I feel like people want to laugh.
We need philosophers? No. Hold on. We got to close this.
People don't only want to be thinking after they see a comedian. You know, you go to a comedy show to laugh.
Exactly.
And maybe raise some interesting.
You
want to
go ahead. You want to have a good time, but you also say, "Hey, that was a good point. That was a funny point, but that was a good point." But I don't want to go. I don't want to be preached to.
Like Colin Quinn's got his new show, Red State, Blue State, and you know, he's like, "Oh, it makes people think," but also. It's a really funny show, probably. Yeah. You know, because it's Colin Quinn. You know,
like a lot of the foreign comedians that I've been watching, they talk about, they try to get political, and it's like it's not fun. It's like here it's not funny. I don't know.
It's the Fringe Festival thing.
Huh?
It's like Edinburgh and all those.
Exactly.
And this is you're talking about how international comedy is because comedy's bigger than ever because it's around the world now, but these international comedians are into this Nanette style of comedy of like, let's do an hour, a themed hour, where we make one big point and it's really not that funny.
Well, to be fair, the first half of her special was tight.
I didn't watch it.
Well, okay.
I gotta be honest. I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch the first two. Wasn't that your whole point? He just yelled at me for not knowing what the fuck he's talking about.
I owned up to not seeing it, you know?
I didn't watch it.
Then
he's like, you don't know what Lynette is? You know? Did he just say that?
Listen,
fucking.
I liked it more than I thought I would, just because people were debating like crazy on my Facebook about it, and it's like
It's like Tig Notaro, anything like that, like hers?
No, Tig Notaro is more like long form kind of vibe.
Okay.
This was, she was actually really good for the first half of the special.
What's your name?
Okay. On the second half.
Yeah.
That's kind of how, even Dave Chappelle's Killing Him Softly was kind of like that. You know what I mean?
But he had a point. It was funny.
Yeah,
he kind of brought it, the second part of Dave Chappelle's one, he at least brought it back. The ending was a little strange.
Which one are you talking about? Killing Me Softly? Or?
I'm talking about Killing Him Softly.
Yeah. Oh, the older one.
Yeah.
No, I thought you were talking about
the one he told in parts?
Yeah, the one hidden parts, like the first one. There's one where he's clearly just kind of high and
kick him,
as tight as the other ones.
Kick
but
him in the pussy.
It's really fucking funny.
Yeah.
He goes on like a long story at the end. But,
Iceberg Slim.
Yeah, the Iceberg Slim story. Now, but it wasn't.
That was fun.
It was still its own little segment. You know what I mean? It wasn't like he just preached for half of the thing.
Yeah.
Not even trying to. But it's like, dude, if that's your special, that's what she wants to do. But she did have the first half of it was pretty good. It was tight.
I wish I could
punch
pull it up.
But my problem.
Why don't we just cancel the mic? Reel a TV in here. Let's just watch it.
Let's watch it. Homework is to watch the special. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah. Class is canceled. We're watching a movie, guys. Come on.
Anybody got any questions before we close this out? Phil, what's up? Just snuck in?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I have a question.
Yeah,
Phil has very strong opinions on Nanette yet hasn't seen it. it's important. I don't give a fuck about your opinion on a special.
I don't even know who.
I haven't seen it. I've stayed out of this.
I've seen it.
Really? I watched 5 minutes of it today. Being that the black guy didn't say anything, do you know who this is? Good job. Me and you both.
I'm not saying let me just make one more point. I'm not saying that it was bad.
Because you haven't seen it. You can't say it.
My problem.
I don't think this is funny at all. You've seen him now, but no. That's what you sound like.
But people do that, yeah.
Give me a chance, okay? This is my one problem with it, is that I care about comedy a lot, and I care about the evolution.
Stop,
and
I don't.
Where do you think it's going?
I don't like that she is pretending like she has come up with the next form, the next evolved form of comedy. I don't think she does it.
It's just the blogs about it that are
That's
not.
People's
who
interpretation
do you think
of it
is
always going to be fucked up.
Who do,
right?
Who,
it's never going to be what it actually is.
I feel like Rory Scovel is more the future of comedy than Hannah
Gadsby.
I think
he was supposed to be 2 years ago. Like he was supposed to pop. Like he's not going up anymore. I don't feel.
But
like,
that's the whole thing about it, is that he is more niche. I feel like he's never going to be available to a broad spectrum of audience, whereas Hannah Gadsby would be in this world.
I really thought it was going to be Bob Einstein, but you know, he died.
Damn.
Wow. I want Gallagher to do a special again. Remember Gallagher? Just begging for it. After that, I was begging for it in my fridge. If Eddie Murphy does this, but he was talking about doing a special like 2 years ago, right?
I would love that so much. That'd be amazing.
Have you watched Ellen's new special?
Yes.
It's pretty good.
Loved it.
I loved it.
Wow.
Crystal is my favorite right now. If he doesn't. Keep getting ranty. Like he's becoming ranty, but he's funny. No?
Chris
Yeah, Chris Talia.
He's funny.
And whoever the hot Swedish chick was, I had to say that.
Christina Pasitsky?
No, she's on the comedians. She's the only
comedians of the world.
Of the world. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Was she in the U.S. or?
Fuck, I don't know what country she was in. I want to say she's speaking Russian, German.
I didn't see that.
She's
cute.
She got
consistent
laughs. I believe it was German. But she was Muslim, so it was weird.
Are they 30 minutes?
30 minutes, yeah. The rest of them I couldn't sit through. I was like,
That's my whole point about this stand-up comedy thing, is that you can't fucking sit through any... I can't sit through any kind of comedy anymore. Even my favorite guys ever, their latest specials... I can't finish them. I can't. I hate
to
it. I love comedy so much, and it's just garbage now. It's all bland. It's all the same. Anyways, I'm done. It's after 3.
Yes. Good job. What are you about to do? What are you about to look up?
No, nothing. I was just seeing if I could find that comic, but
I'll say your name in a minute. Tell them where they can find you.
My name's Doug Brady. You can download my new music album, Belly Dancing with Jazz, Space Slug Odyssey.
Is that real? Download it where?
It's on bitcoin69.tumblr.com. And you can find me at open mics all around Manhattan. God bless
you. You can't find him on his website.
He doesn't have one.
Because he doesn't have one.
And neither do I.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Instagram is
Graham
just...
Cooper. GrahamCooper.com?
No, not yet.
I hope somebody steals both of your websites.
Me too.
You're like, damn, Jimmy, I should have got that website 10 years ago.
I just know you won't. This... You don't have that kind of...
No, I used to be that. When I was in college, I used to be that guy. I used to be like, yeah, I'm going to get this one, I'm going to get that one. I had a whole bunch of, a list of websites.
Of course I did.
Instagram.
It's just Graham Comedy.
Twitter?
No.
Pinterest?
No.
Fuck.
Why would I have what do you do on Pinterest?
You post shit, you share shit, people follow you on Pinterest, moms, I don't know. Look. Nobody has Pinterest? You have Pinterest, Phil? Black guy, Pinterest, get your shit together. This is another episode of Peoples. I'm like, look. You can find me on Jimmy Peoples on Pinterest, J Peoples TV on YouTube, iHeartRadio, Spotify, The Peoples Mic every day 2:15, Out of Shrunken Head, followed by the Open Mic every day at 3:00.
Subscribe,
Beatches. Yeah, keep it up for them one more time. Thank you.